I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, April 15th, 2021. It used to be considered tax day and other fun esoteric things, but in the post-COVID era now everything is completely topsy-turvy, upside down and backwards, and things are getting crazy. You know, I have mentioned on several occasions, I think yesterday as well included, and oh gosh, so you know, speaking of the crazy things that are going on, I keep referring to the late great Jack Otto's World War III, and in particular the chapter titled Who Speaks for the Black People, and that paragraph about Israel Cohen, you know, the playwright that tried to recruit Myron Fagan. How many people have heard Myron Fagan's talk from the 60s lately? Have we? That's one of those things I think a lot of people, who's Myron Fagan? So that's one of those things from the historical record that I think a lot of people probably are unfamiliar with these days, shall we say. So Israel Cohen wrote a book in 1912, almost 100 years ago. Actually, I'm sorry. I keep saying 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago. I guess my math is not fantastic this early in the morning. Almost 110 years ago, I should say. Titled A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And this was cited as part of congressional testimony back in 1957, so some 45 years later after it was written. It's recorded in the congressional record of 1957, and gosh, it reads like today's headlines. So there's this story over at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, one of the top stories today. Insane MSNBC host says when black people don't get vaccine, it's because science is rooted in white supremacy. But when white people don't get the vaccine, it's a public health problem. So, you know, it doesn't have to make sense, apparently, as long as we keep stirring the pot and confusing people. And as long as we keep people confused, then it doesn't have to make sense, apparently. This is one of the kind of the, I would say, the causal outcomes of the early double bind messaging that came out in the so-called pandemic propaganda. And there were folks who were saying this messaging that is confusing and even contradictory and sort of abstruse and obfuscative and just really sort of muddled is going to drive people insane and cause people to surrender in ways that they otherwise wouldn't. They're just going to say, you know what? Enough with the propaganda. If I do all of these things, well, can I be left alone now? I'll do all of these things. Okay, now I have five more that I have to do. Okay, can I be left alone? Now I have five more. Okay, you know what? I'll make up my own five and do your 27 things. Now can I be left alone? And so that's something that a few people mentioned. Richard Grannon was one of them. Amazing Polly St. George was another. Really Graceful, I think, was another. There are a few people saying, you know, and Polly was the one in particular. There are a few people, Richard Grannon, Polly, and a few others were saying, historically, how people are being treated now, ostensibly, you know, to protect them under the specious guise of protecting you, is torture, historically, by definition. You know, you go back to the Amnesty International report on torture back in the 70s. I think 73 and 75 was the one that everyone refers to now. But the way that this situation is being handled, whatever it is, directly coincides point for point with torture techniques that governments have used historically based on research of the subject. And so, you know, and Sam Vaknin was another, I think, that so Amazing Polly, she had a video titled "Your Body Is Their Weapon." We're all patients now. That was one of them. She pointed to Sam Vaknin's work, "The Body Is a Torture Chamber," and how, yeah. And so her video's gone now. Of course, no, you can't say that kind of stuff. Come on. But you know, this is studied for a long time. And in addition to the torture, you know, again, so just to finish the thought on the research, I mean, Biderman's chart of coercion, and Albert Biderman's research from the 50s, supposedly, you know, allegedly, ostensibly, to reverse engineer the torture of communist regimes like Soviet Russia and communist China. That was the good reason for doing the research, was we need to figure out how this works and how they're doing it so effectively so that we can combat it. In reality, they were advancing the research much the same way that you know, for example, eugenics was really got a foothold here and then was sort of exported and then re-imported. Same kind of thing. So Albert Biderman's research was a big, you know, produced Biderman's chart of coercion. So the good reason was we need to combat this stuff. The real reason was we need to learn how to do this stuff better, more effectively. So you look at Biderman's chart of coercion and the so-called pandemic propaganda seems to follow it point for point. I've talked about that in the past. But in addition to that, you know, you have Bateson's double bind concept, and this is all mind control, coercion, and who was it? I think, is it Sam Vaknin? Somebody's concept. Well, the 3 Ds, for example, in the Amnesty International report on torture, dependency, debility, and dread. And that seems to, again, coincide with the propaganda. Be afraid, be very afraid. And similar to the strategy of tension message, you know, the Gladio-styled stuff, same thing. Be afraid, be very afraid. Dependency, debility, dread, the 3 Ds. You know, it boils down to creating stress and psychological manipulation and torture as a means of subjugating and controlling people. So this stuff seems to be working very effectively. And, you know, again, you can go to Amnesty International today and in their downloads find the 1975, I think 73 too, but or also I should say the 1975 Amnesty International report on torture and read it and see for yourself how uncanny the resemblance is. The propaganda that we're hearing, the uncanny resemblance of that so-called pandemic propaganda to what constitutes torture by definition based on this research. So it's interesting how that has transitioned now to just really just these wild, nonsensical claims. Joy Reid, for example, in this piece, you know, insane MSNBC host, says when black people don't get vaccine, it's because science is rooted in white supremacy. Don't let those white supremacists stop you from getting your vaccine. But when white people don't get the vaccine, it's a public health problem. Interesting. So, I mean, it doesn't have to make sense. And it goes right back to what Israel Cohen wrote, combined with wearing down people's logical process, their logic and critical thought process, so that you can say these kinds of things. And if you have a platform like this and there aren't people out there saying, I mean, clearly this is insane, as the RBN headline points out, then, you know, the gaslighting that results and the mass psychology herd think manipulation that prevails will eventually have its effectual result, apparently. I guess if most people do not have a strong enough constitution to withstand the effects of this kind of propaganda if they see it. And I think one of the best things we can do, speaking of that, to combat it is to shut off the screens. Pat in Texas and I had an extended conversation during yesterday's broadcast, and it's an interesting dilemma, you know, that we're faced with. I mean, there is this onslaught. I mentioned the story of Sam Ballot and Tobiah yesterday, and I feel like this is similar in a sense. Sam Ballot and Tobiah did not have the platform that people like Joy Reid have. But but it's kind of the same modus operandi in a sense. You know, anything to derail virtue, morality, and religion. And that was, again, you know, we can go back to these documents that we've had for over 100 years floating around, the Dusseldorf rules, communist rules, you know, 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the protocols, etc., you know, the Illuminized 6 points. There's always been an effort to destroy the family unit, the nuclear family, so-called, and debauch the people. Loose morals, you know, remember the 100 years ago, it was, you know, get young people addicted to sexy books is the way it was put. And, you know, the story of the internet is that, you know, the early internet was driven largely by, let's just say, unsavory material. A lot of the advancement in streaming and different kinds of things. But from whence does that impetus derive? So it's just interesting with this latest layer of confusion, the crazy things that Joy Reid says in this video. You can't see amazing Polly St. George talking about how your body is their weapon being used as a torture chamber, and how, you know, that correlates to Sam Vaknin's research. And all of this other, you know, Skinner box operant conditioning meets cybernetics kind of stuff, and how humiliating it is. Sam Vaknin does a good job of explaining what I think a lot of us feel implicitly. Now we have to have health insurance so that we can go be abused every so often and, you know, treated like a victim. And that's not to offend anyone in the health care profession or anything, but I think the way that the industry has been engineered by, I would say, largely nefarious interests is, you know, I think we can agree generally it's not always in the best interest of the so-called patient. But don't worry, there's a pill for that. So We're seeing things come full circle. It's interesting. Joy Reid is harping on the very kind of class warfare that Israel Cohen wrote about. Maybe we'll play the video just for fun, because you know, it just, I mean, if nothing else, it should make it painfully clear. If you read what Israel Cohen wrote, if you read it today, you would think, no, come on, you're kidding me. There's no way somebody wrote that 100 years ago. So if it does nothing else, it just proves in a very painfully obvious fashion, this is something quoted in the Congressional Record more than 60 years ago now. And it was written more than 45 years before that. It proves that something fishy is going on, because people don't behave this way. Otherwise, I was thinking about this with regard to, or in relation to firearms this morning. If you grow up in America and you don't watch the black screens and all you ever read is, maybe you go back a few decades. Maybe you do that. You read the publications where, you know, firearms were normal, and, I mean, you could buy them in the Sears catalog and things like that. Now you can't ship firearms. What are you, crazy? We can't be shipping firearms or alcohol for that matter, because, you know, we would just, the country would descend into chaos and madness. You're shipping firearms. What are you thinking? So that used to be normal, gun racks and trucks, buying shotguns or, you know, a 22 for junior for Christmas or whatever. In the Sears catalog, sure, no problem. You read the Second Amendment, you would think, oh, that's all normal. You grow up today, Oh, my goodness. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So if we go back a few years, you know it, I know it. I'm just speaking through the gaslighting, that's all. We go back a few decades. The ads for Remington shotguns or 22s. I don't know. I don't remember what was advertised. You know, little. What some people call ranch rifles, that kind of thing. It was perfectly normal. You know, we can go back a few years before that and see the hunter safety or, you know, firearm safety classes that were given in school. And I think the big problem with that was similar to, you know, the Bible. Once you say that, you know, the nanny state should be in charge of all of that. Don't worry, we don't want to control everything. We don't want to be in control of everything, in charge of everything. But, you know, once you say the nanny state, well, you know, I guess it's perfectly fine. We can do this, you know, let kids, we'll let school and the state be in charge of this. The problem is then, you know, certain folks can decide they find that objectionable and then impose that and their will on a large majority of folks. And it's a very insidious process because bad guys know that most people are too kind and generous and good-natured and certainly not, you know, imbued with the sort of hubris that would seek to impose its will on the vast majority of others. But some people are. And I think it's mostly an engineered process. But, you know, it becomes an addiction like so many others. And it's kind of fun to take advantage of others and impose your will on stuff. Maybe not. But it seems that way to me. So the nanny state is in charge of firearm safety for a while, at least in some places. There were classes in the 50s and later to teach young people how to use firearms, you know, rifle safety and hunter safety and different things. That all used to be normal. It was not uncommon to have hunter safety training in schools, even when I was in school. And that wasn't in the 50s or the 60s. So it wasn't that long ago. And so if you were around back then, that was normal. Seeing firearms in the Sears catalog, some places of the country, everybody had firearms all over, whether it was a gun case, not a gun safe, a gun case where firearms were on open display, or there were rifles in every corner and, you know, a gun case also and different things, or gun racks and people's pickups or things like that. Those things were normal. You couldn't, it's not the same now. Is there a single cab truck anymore? Everything is super cab or whatever, you know, crossover type stuff. Anyway, there used to be firearms around. And now, if you're a person growing up these days, and again, all of this correlates to the Second Amendment, I would say uniquely in America, somewhat uniquely anyway. And that's all predicated on a well-regulated militia, by the way. Being necessary to the security of a free state, is national security still important? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That sounds like pretty clear and plain language. I think even a fifth grader could understand shall not be infringed. But what's going on today? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade.
Welcome back.
He's racing and pacing and plotting the course.
All right, so in contrast to where we were just a short time ago, what's happening? Folks who listen to this network know that Creepy Sleepy Joe has announced new executive actions on firearms, including ghost gun regulation. model red flag legislation, and so on. No assault weapons ban or buyback program yet. But per se, anyway. But, you know, speaking of the red flag laws in particular, again, I will refer to the narcissistic personality disorder Wikipedia entry, Cluster B personality disorders. Under signs and symptoms, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of enter personality disorder here, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from societal or social norms. So, think about that in conjunction with red flag laws. Oh my goodness, this person is crazy. And what have we seen in recent decades? You know, this person is crazy because they believe in things like the Bible and the Constitution and the Second Amendment. How dare you, sir or ma'am? Really? So if suddenly those folks, you know, those of us who believe in, I don't know, virtue, morality, and religion, and the things that those crazy old dead white guys talked about or espoused. And, you know, if those of us who espouse those same values and beliefs find ourselves in the minority, I thought the idea was, you know, the reason not to form your government on the basis of pure democracy was, you know, at least one of the reasons in my understanding was that it's a violent, you know, turbulent thing that doesn't last long and inflicts the majority, the will and the views of the majority on the minority. It doesn't protect the minority. That was what we were told anyway. The way John Adams put it, I do not say that democracy has been more pernicious on the whole and in the long run than monarchy or aristocracy. Democracy has never been and never can be so durable as aristocracy or monarchy. That's why bad guys want to get rid of those kinds of forms of government. That's why the Illuminized 6-point plan was specifically had these kinds of things in view, because they create stability. You can't create turmoil and chaos and then bring ordo ab chao if you have stability. So John Adams said democracy has never been and never can be so durable as aristocracy or monarchy. And that reminds me also of, I think it was, William Guy Carr, who, after his research and particularly what became the basis of his book, Satan, Prince of This World, I think he was the one who said that he was a monarchist after he discovered what the Illuminized plan was in destroying monarchy and so forth. Anyway, so John Adams said democracy has never been and never can be so durable as aristocracy or monarchy, but while it lasts, it is more bloody than either. And he also said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. It is in vain to say that democracy is less vain, less proud, less selfish, less ambitious, or less avaricious than aristocracy or monarchy. It is not true. In fact, and nowhere appears in history, those passions are the same in all men under all forms of simple government, and when unchecked, produce the same effects of fraud, violence, and cruelty. So what better way to remake society than to introduce the very machinery that will produce fraud, violence, and cruelty, and to promote that in the media, that message, you know, in movies and television and music and those kinds of things, and to feature that in the so-called news broadcasts in a very sensationalized fashion. And simultaneously tell people, you know, we're combating violent extremism while you're creating it. Remaking society, it's a very fascinating thing. You know, I talked about megatrends. Nesbitt's megatrends from the 80s and how representative democracy to participatory democracy is the transition to in Lucius Trust sort of, you know, work of the hierarchy fashion to conscript everyone to this agenda and have everyone play their part. Express your democratic voice. Except that's, you know, not what the founding fathers intended. So, you know, we can see if we start to look at the contradiction in the Biden administration's executive actions on firearms in contrast to our history and, you know, things like the Second Amendment, which is, you know, as clear and plain as language can be, shall not be infringed, is pretty clear. Despite the efforts to the contrary, you know, by the sophists among us. It's interesting how we don't try to bolster virtue, morality, and religion in our people generally, as John Adams advocated, but instead we want to impose control over them, take things away, treat them like children. Some people want to do that, and it seems that many others are all too willing to capitulate to those kinds of things, not realizing that, you know, if you go back in history, it's a maxim of history that one of the first things you do if you really want to abuse people is you disarm them. So, you know, if you take a little bit of a critical view of these things, not to lend your shoulder to the wheel of controversy and Marxist conflict, but just to say, okay, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because this is a contradictory message. What is going on here? This seems to fly in the face. There is no such thing as an assault weapon. What is that all about? Wait a minute, that's a term of art that was introduced to basically vilify all firearms and anyone who would seek to own them. And it's a strange place we're in now. You know, I've talked about a decorated army sniper that I know who was put on the FBI's wait not so fast list, at least for a time, trying to buy a shotgun. Why? I think it was Cabela's or something. He went to one of the big box stores that shouldn't exist, because that's another way to really easily control people. And what's going on with all the firearm manufacturers historically, you know, like Remington and so forth. So, you know, this guy can go fight for his country and train others to do so. But when he comes back and just wants to buy a shotgun for the house, well, that's just, sir, what do you need a shotgun for? So strange things are happening. You look at these contradictory messages, you go back and, you know, you just kind of look at this stuff and take a critical view of it to make sure that it's in keeping with our American values. Who knows what those are anymore? And you see things that don't seem to square. For example, you know, there are the myriad quotes from days gone by. You know, most of the most infamous and damning quotes are really pre-internet. You know, Manette Napolitano, for example, her, what did she say? Something like, registration is a pretext to confiscation, I think is the paraphrasing of it. And there is the knotted gun sculpture at the UN, for example. Nonviolence, also known as the knotted gun. The bronze sculpture by Swedish artist Carl Fredrik Rudersward. Oversized Colt Python 357. Things like this. What exactly is going on there? And so, you know, you look at these efforts and the things that people have said over the years. And then they refer to certain information that's always misrepresented. You know, the Biden, you go to joebiden.com/gun safety, for example. Joe Biden knows that gun violence is a public health epidemic, a public health epidemic. There are lots of folks, like Candace Owens, for example, who are saying what you're saying about guns is not as much a problem as removing fathers from homes, for example, which actually lends itself to gun violence if you really want to get down and dirty on the statistics. So maybe we should work more on virtual morality and religion and keeping families together instead of tearing them apart. Almost 40,000 people die as a result of firearm injuries every year in the United States, and many more are wounded. That is a disingenuous statistic. And so you're led to believe that, gosh, if we could just get rid of all firearms, really, then we would have less violence, less crime. And actually, it's not true. John Lott has been on this network talking about his book, More Guns, Less Crime, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws. And he's proven, you know, nobody wants to talk to him because the fact is more guns equals less crime. So I guess, despite his CIA connections or influence or whatever, Robert Heinlein was right. An armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. For me, politeness is a sine qua non of civilization, he wrote. That's a personal valuation only. But gunfighting has a strong biological use. Social Darwinism, Robert Heinlein, really? We do not have enough things to kill off the weak and stupid these days. No, we try to protect them, and then they become the tyrant's majority. But he wrote, to stay alive as an armed citizen, a man has to be either quick with his wits or with his hands, preferably both. It's a good thing, which is kind of interesting, I think. Chapter 15 of Beyond This Horizon, back in the 1940s. An armed society is a polite society. It seems that that bears out, according to John Lott's research. So you look at these things, what's going on? This mixed messaging, what's going on? And you see that there's an effort by certain folks, Dianne Feinstein, of course, in collaboration with Joe Biden and forever, wanting to disarm people. Communist Dianne Feinstein, why would she want to disarm people for her handlers? I don't know. Stick around, we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Getting used, oh, you just
till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
So, you know, again, just to sort of summarize on the gun stuff real quick, and then to transition back to Israel Cohen, what he wrote and how it pertains to the nonsense that people like Joy Reid are spouting these days. When you take a critical view or make a critical examination of these things, just to try to reconcile them, how does this fit with that? You know, what Joe Biden is saying about gun control versus, for example, what guys like John Lott have written. More guns, less crime. Understanding crime and gun control laws. And he's drawing from the FBI's own numbers. Just not, you know, using them in very manipulative fashion the way that someone like Bill Gates would do, for example, in A Guide to Number Games. A Guide to Number Games. How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. One chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. That's funny. Why would you want to do that, Bill Gates? Especially with population data and, you know, things like that in view. Why would anyone want to do that? So you start to kind of figure this stuff out, no matter, I mean, you don't have to have a PhD in investigative research to see this stuff and go, wait a second, you start to dig in a little more, you find out a little bit more, and you come to the realization, wait a minute, there are two groups that definitely, you know which two groups don't care about your gun control laws. They are criminals, right? Obviously, they don't care about gun control laws, other than how to get around them. And the Gladio contingent that would seek to arm criminals so that they can invoke the strategy of tension, cow you and I, you know, cause strategy of tension episodes far removed from politics and as folks like Vincenzo Vinciguerra admitted, so that they can tell you and I to be afraid, be very afraid. And it's job security for some unscrupulous folks like politicians who want to justify their existence and say, look, you need us to keep you safe, even though we're the ones who are really sort of helping this stuff along in plausibly deniable sort of fashion. Those are the two groups that don't care about gun control laws. And so I think the question is, how do we curb that? And it seems like more guns in the hands of more so-called law-abiding folks is probably a good thing as a firewall against the strategy of tension and criminal elements. I don't know. Call me crazy. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.